fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 16th day of July, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Your prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you, if you haven't done it in the last year or so, to have complete diagnostics done on your motor vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, airplanes, whatever they might be. These vehicles become very sophisticated. They take professionals with professional diagnostic equipment to really find out what's going on. I'm going to have that done. My 17-year-old Lincoln Town Car now has 381,000 miles on it, thanks to Amsoil. Thank you very much, Amsoil. But I'm going to have it checked out anyway to make sure it's in the condition that I want it to be. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Steve Ben Noon. Steve is a gentleman who has made it his life's work to inform the rest of us about what's really going on, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We'll have open lines, of course, at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing today, John?
Well, as good as can be expected. I buried my wife's ashes last Friday, and her memorial service is the last Saturday of this month, so it's kind of a transitional period for myself. Steve, before I forget, give people your website. What is your website, please?
It's IsraeliNewsLive.org, and can't miss that one. Everything Israeli News Live. If you did YouTube, BitChute, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to type in, look up Israeli News Live, that'll be us.
Well, I just did that on Google just 5 minutes ago, and your website did not come up.
Oh, wow. They must not like me today.
You think they may not like you? Maybe? Well, just kind of, sort of?
I did a video the other day, and when I did, it was funny because as soon as I did the video, they wouldn't allow nobody to comment on it. I'm like, wow, gosh, they didn't like what I had to say, I guess. That's kind of par for the course. So
it is. It's expected, and in fact, it's a badge of honor, quite frankly, to be have that activity directed at you by Google. That's what how I regard it as a badge.
There
of
you
honor.
Go.
So you should go. Be proud of that, sir. Before the show started, we were talking about some of the things going on behind the scenes, and people want to hear that. They want to hear what's going on behind the scenes. They want to get the information so that they have good, solid information to make decisions on, don't they, sir?
They certainly do. And, you know, John, the thing is things that are going on, even when we look at things going on in the Middle East, which is where we focus, Middle East and also European-Russian relations with the U.S. as well, that affects us back here majorly, and sometimes people don't realize that.
I learned very, you know, I was an intelligence analyst in Vietnam. I got there 13 months after I graduated from high school. But within a week of being there, I was attending the secret briefing at the 4th Corps headquarters in the Mekong Delta, Monday through Friday at 0800. I realized very quickly that the classified briefing that I was being given was only the icing on the cake. That I found out more talking to my Vietnamese interpreter that I worked with at my side every day, the girls who did the house cleaning, the barber. That's where I learned the real information about what was going on. Have you had similar experiences in what you did, you know, with your intelligence work?
That's absolutely true. You know, it's always the people that are on the streets that have the best intel. In fact, that's one of the things that the Catholic Church always was prided itself on, because these priests that sit inside of the their churches and they take these confessions, you got all these big shots that know what's going on, and they're always confessing. So they always were stealing the information and sharing it around the world. And
let's back up. Sharing it internally. Now, the Vatican is a sovereign state. Yeah, the Vatican is a sovereign state. They do have an intelligence service. And the information from those confessionals goes straight to the Vatican intelligence service, don't they?
Exactly. And what's interesting about that, John, another really good source of information, and you might think that, especially patients, they feel like they have a patient-client privilege, but one of my greatest sources of intel is a doctor, a medical doctor from Washington, D.C. So imagine some of his patients.
Well, we have a he's not on. He's been off and on Republic Broadcasting as a host, Dr. Bill Deagle. He not only has MD after his name, but there's another six sets of initials that I never did ask him what they meant. But he seriously, he's had patients at very high levels with NASA and the military in his various assignments, and he's now a full-time radio talk show host, and he reveals the information given to him privately concerning not people's health, of course, that remains private, but concerning government projects, space-based weapons, and things of that nature. So that's a very true statement there, is that medical doctors, people trust them implicitly, and they bear their souls, don't they?
They do. They really do. One of the doctors that I know, he said to me, he says, when you have the gift of knowing how to really get information out of people, he said, it's amazing some of the things that you can find out. And so I get a wealth of knowledge from him as well. And but in his case, he'll never probably come on, and I can't blame him, because I wouldn't want to have a bullseye on my head. So.
No. And it's not, you know, and I might be wrong, but my belief is that what's told in confidence to a doctor about health, it remains confidential.
That's true.
And that's a relationship you have with this doctor. The health-related matters that are shared privately remain private, but the geopolitical matters that are shared privately, he shares with you anonymously, because he still doesn't reveal who the information comes from, does he?
That's correct. That's exactly right. And so he does honor the the patient-client privilege, but when it is a geopolitical situation that's going on around the world, not only is he able to share some of these things with me, but his insights are impeccable.
Well, my wife, Dr. Moore, would share things with me all the time about patients anonymously. I never knew who she was talking about. I just heard the stories. For example, one woman was quite proud of the fact that, quote unquote, I never drink water. How bizarre is that? we live in a strange world, to say the least. Steve, our mantra for the next 15 months is going to be alerting people, warning people, educating people about the what I call Plan B of the, and what I call our enemies, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. I kind of lump them all together because they are lumped together. What their Plan B is, because they know Donald Trump will win election, the Senate will remain Republican. They might just lose the House, and they should, because they're making complete fools of themselves every day of the week up there in D.C. So their Plan A, to win by fraud, deception at the ballot box, is failed. And Plan A has failed. Plan B is to take over by some kind of violent insurrection, isn't it?
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, they know that they're not going to win, so they're going to try to do something. And as far as Ilhan Omar, I think she's a plant. It's just kind of strange how freshman Congress people can come into office and stir up so much in such a short period of time and get the notoriety that they're getting unless they've been placed in there for that purpose. Of course, she supposedly is Palestinian, but she's Somali, you know. That's kind of an odd mix.
Well, how can I thought her heritage was, her father came from Somalia and her family came from Somalia.
That's exactly the point. But yet she plays on the Palestinian card that she's actually Palestinian, but she is a Somali. And
we can't be both. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You know, she's considered a Palestinian American. But her family's from Somalia, so she must have been a refugee in Israel, but ended up in the Palestinian side or something like that. And now she's claiming that to her credit for whatever ideology she's trying to promote there. But again, she seems like a plant to me. There's something there for a political agenda. They put her in there, and especially her being a woman as well, they're going to use that and to politicize that for whatever purpose the Democratic side has in mind.
Right. Well, she obviously was well-funded. She's obviously bright, a high IQ woman who is getting professional coaching, getting briefed by people who have an agenda, obviously, to carry out that agenda. And this Ocasio-Cortez woman is the same. She's getting professional coaching and briefing as well.
Oh, she needs it.
Well, she needs it. She's not terrible. She's not terrible. Right. I think the Muslim woman is probably smarter than Ocasio-Cortez is. But there's a lot of money behind these women. Professional coaching, briefings take place probably on a daily basis. And, of course, the media is playing hand in glove with carrying out this agenda, aren't they?
They are. And that Cortez is the one that really kind of surprised me. You know, I don't have anything against her as a human being, but in all reality, if you're going to run for politics, you should have a pretty good understanding about what you're talking about before you go into it. If you don't, if you're just getting into politics because you want to represent your constituents and your area there, okay, then talk about the farmers and the things they need wherever you might be from. And forget trying to get into geopolitics, because that girl makes a mess out of everything.
Well, she does, and she just recently stuck her foot in the mouth yesterday with Tom Holman, the former director of ICE, I believe was his title, or the Border Patrol. Anyway, she managed to make a complete fool of herself, and I was wishing I could have passed a note to Holman, something to the, and this had to do with separating children from people who are being arrested And the note would have said something like this, Steve. You know, Congresswoman Cortez, 5.5 miles from where you're sitting is a jail. And it's full of American women whose children have been separated from them, and full of American men whose children have been separated from them, because we don't put children in jail with their parents. We don't do that. And we don't do that here in Washington, D.C., and we don't do it at the border. So, and he made a very similar point, that when we arrest Americans, we separate them from their children. We don't put their children in jail with them. And this woman tried to say that asylum seekers were not criminals, and Holman says, of course they're, I'll paraphrasing, of course they're criminals. They crossed our border illegally. They're criminals.
You know, John, what I have thought that could be done on this situation is the United States has trade agreements with Mexico of whatever type they might have. And I know we're supposed to be like a free trade zone or something like that. But I think what President Trump should do is enact a tax or a tariff, whatever they want to call it, on the Mexican government, on certain products that are coming out of there, and then use that money. If they really, you know, if they want to keep the families together, and I understand what they're talking about, then use that money there, build a facility, and then keep the people housed there until they can sort out the situation and send them back. And at the same time, why does it take so long to send them back? If you come in with your family, I would just right back across the border, you would go. You know, I know there's
Wait a minute. Now, why should illegal alien criminals get superior and better treatment than American criminals? We don't keep American families together with their children when they're arrested for crimes. Why should we do that with illegal aliens arrested coming across our border? Why should they get special treatment?
I can understand that. The only thing that I realize is that what I'm saying is that rather than the U.S. taxpayer having to foot the bill for any of it, whether it be prison or whatever, it should be a situation to where that we utilize monies coming from Mexico and an additional tax to let them pay the bill.
Well, that you know, Trump did do a threat of a tariff. It was a very severe tariff in order to get Mexico to comply with guarding both our borders with Guatemala and with us, which we hope, I don't know if it's taken effect. There's supposed to be 15,000 Mexican, a newly formed National Guard. I don't know where they got these guys from, how they showed up with trained and equipped and uniformed, but 15,000 new National Guard Mexicans helping keep the illegals from coming across our border. Are you aware of that having any positive effect yet? I'm not.
No, not at all, not as of yet. But that's the other thing that you bring up too, John, that it should be the Mexican government should also be working to keep people from crossing the border, just like they have this caravan coming up from where they open up the prisons down in these other countries below Mexico, and then just allow them free travel to the United States. That should be something that should be stopped as well by the Mexican government. It shouldn't be something that the United States has to even consider dealing with. And but yet they're not doing that. That's where, you know, John, it's an agenda. There's a reason for destabilizing the United States. And this is something that I hear about all the time from Middle East contacts and stuff, that there is a purpose and a plan for this destabilization.
Right. Right. Well, it's being carried out. Now, we do have fairly high-level people listening to my show. They're not monitoring as part of their job. They listen to it because they like it. People in the Pentagon and so forth. And other than those few who might have some ability to have some impact, most Americans listening to this show can do nothing to change this. What they can do is be aware of it and then act accordingly to make sure their families are safe, correct?
That's exactly right. And I think that's the biggest and most important part, John, especially with the broadcast that you have, is educating the people on being safe, being prepared, having a plan on what to do, because it is coming. And unfortunately, a lot of people are just not aware of how serious it's going to be.
Right. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Thank you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away, 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 down south in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of July, visiting with Stephen Ben Noon. There's a link in my on my webpage on my links page for Steve's website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, we've got a caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, and Steve, I'm a follower of you too. I love your show, but
Thank you.
I wanted to say. I wanted to say that, I don't know, I think I've been around here about 25 or 28 years, really, and we were helping people in Mexico, sending as many, you know, semi-tractor trailer loads of food and clothes, and they stopped it, and they started saying, Mordita, that means give me, I want money for you. This is illegal goods. And anyway, so one of the ministries was a women's prison, and they did have their kids with them, and we would send them food, we would send them clothes, and of course they Christian, and we'd send them all kind of tracts. And one time they had themselves a chapel built in there. Somebody supplied them the materials, and it looked just like a regular church in the prison. I'm thinking, when you're talking that way, I'm starting to think this may be a solution. You know, at least the kids would have good influence with their parents, and they would maybe the bad parents and the bad kids would be influenced good. And I know that when they broke up that kingdom thing, Governor Perry here, and he sent those ladies' children all over the country, CPS giving them to gay people and all kind of crud. I mean, those ladies didn't have money, and they had to go all over the country to see their kids. And who's doing, that's a thought.
Okay.
And it might mean rearranging the inside of a prison, you know, so that it'd be enough room for them to stay all together in one cell. But they would learn that they didn't want to go there either, that it'd be better when you have freedom.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. Well, that's a good thought, Pat. We do appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, Steve, there's lots of thoughts about how to resolve this, but Holman's testimony yesterday in front of Congress, he laid into them and let them know that it was a problem created by Congress and needs to be solved by Congress. The Democratic leadership does not want to solve it because they're using it as a bully pulpit to hammer the president, convincing people who should know better but don't know better that President Trump is the reason this crisis exists. So they're going to keep playing this like as long as they can, won't they?
Well, that's the sad part about the political side of what's going on, is it ends up being political, whereas the situation's been ongoing before President Trump and will no doubt continue to go on. And I think one of the big things that people miss in this issue too, John, is the fact that our biggest threat of people coming across our southern border illegally is it's being utilized to bring in terrorists. And terrorists are not traveling in families. It's just like in the case of Europe. I was there when we had the Syrian refugees coming up from down out of the war-torn countries. But you would be surprised at how few families ever came whatsoever. It was mainly men of fighting age. And, of course, that was all done for a purpose. And, we had friends that were interviewing them privately in their makeshift camps that they had, because they would have camps all over the sides of the roads, and but very carefully so. And we were getting reports back that these refugees were being given information down in Syria, or in the case Northern Africa, to come. There would be free money, food, lodging, and everything for them when they got there. And so they would leave their families behind. So that's why I think the United States, and of course, there's so many different applications on our southern border. You can have these drug lords bringing children in for illegal labor to be used on these farms, plantations, so to speak. And but it's a melting pot of different issues that we're dealing with, and that's what makes it more difficult to sort out. But like I said, Europe was a different situation altogether.
Right. Well, someone was, there had to be money financing these young men being approached in Syria and North Africa to promote the free money, free lodging, free food, waiting for them in Europe. And of course, young, willing women to meet their needs as well. I'm sure that was part of the promotion, if you want to appeal to illiterate young men from Syria. And of course, it would be motivating. The land of milk and honey, correct?
That's it, John.
That's it. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back with gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. In these perilous times, you just might want to think about getting some gold coins and silver coins. Go to my website. You'll see a red box there in the top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com with a gold X through the middle of it. Kind of looks like a nice little birthday gift. You just click on that. You'll get Steve Hunt's landing site there for Swiss America. Got a couple of excellent booklets that you can get. One's actually a small book that will educate you about how and why to properly invest in gold and silver coins. Scrolling down from there, we've got the article I wrote about the possible coming second American Civil War. Not good news, but information you need. And of course, next to that is the DVD with myself and Stephen Van Noon on it, along with Clyde Lewis and Paul Begley from when we were all together in Cincinnati on Saturday, May the 11th. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, if you want to sleep as good as you did as a small child, like I do every night, get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Under products, just click on products. There'll be a drop-down menu. You can study up on the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, the patent application information. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You'll never find any better way to help you with arthritis pain or getting a better night's sleep for $285 than the energy cleaner. You simply won't do it. So you can place your order right there at my website for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Stephen at Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. IsraeliNewsLive.org. There's a link on my webpage at my link page. Steve, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I think there's a couple of things that we need to really take a look at, and this is not trying to be too antagonistic in a sense, John, but I mean, remember we were talking on your show about people that said there was something going to happen the 1st of July. Well, right. Nothing ever happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, so whoever gave that kind of information should never be able to give information. I wouldn't take a nothing to what they said at all. I mean, ever again. And the one thing that I have against the movement, if you will, because I believe there's a definite problem. It blows my mind that we are allowing these people into this country at all, period. I don't know why. I mean, in some respects, of course, we're not going to do it, and we could never do it, but we need to have an armed border. And if you cross this area, you get shot. And you do that a few times, you will stop people from coming. But nobody's ever going to do that. And the problem I see, too, is that the Republicans that are in the Senate right now are sitting there, too, and they're being like these, in some respects, the same as the Democrats. They're not doing anything about it anyway. They're still, they're not willing to get rid of those people.
Kyle,
you know?
All bills that call for spending money must originate from the House. The Senate
right.
cannot originate bills to spend money. They can't do that. That's one of the separations of powers. So they need to spend money to fix the border crisis, as along with changing laws. But right now, the Border Patrol and ICE need money, and those bills can only originate from the House. They cannot originate from the Senate.
Yes, correct. I forgot about that, but yes, I knew that. The thing that seems to me, though, John, is that neither one of them really truly want to get rid of these people, and I don't get it. It just doesn't, because when the Republicans were in office, they controlled the House, why, and Trump was in there, why
yeah,
on God's green earth?
Here's the reason, Kyle. Here's the reason. The big donors to this Republican congressmen and senators, they wanted cheap foreign labor, and all these congressmen and senators were doing was acting on behalf of their big donors. That was a massive mistake, obviously in hindsight, but that's what was going on.
Then wouldn't you say, John, that in reality we've done lost this war?
That is a thought that does have some backing for it. I'm not necessarily ready to give up yet, but there's a strong argument to be made supporting what you just said.
Yeah. I'd like to get your guest's idea. I haven't been listening before when he's been on, but I'd like to get his input on those thoughts.
Steve, you're on your floor is yours, sir.
Well, the thing is like you mentioned, Congress needs to do something about it. But the problem is you they spend too much time on their political issues and their initiatives. So it's like it's a never ending story, and it's like it's not going to ever work. If you want a secure border, you're going to have to secure the border, plain and simple. And you know, when it comes right down to it. The only thing I can think of really is going to be a wall. You know, that's what most, you know, wall, fence, anything, something that can help control
wall
the border.
And disable, discontinue the incentive to come here.
Well, exactly. You have to, if you know, you work with these other governments. If the other governments are not working with you, then you're going to have to put the wall up regardless. And I mean, you're not going to, I can tell you right now, you're not going to cross into Russia like that, just unimpeded. And anybody really wants to go.
Steve, I agree with you. We need both. We need wall. But if they know if they can somehow get around that wall and get all these benefits, housing, food, shelter, clothing, health care, they're going to figure out a way to get in here. So we need both.
Right. And you know, John, when you mentioned about, well, let me just put it like this here. When it comes to the illegal, not so much the people that are coming over in families, a wall would stop these families from coming across is what I think it really would do. But when you're dealing with the drug trafficking, human trafficking, things like that, where there's money to be made from the Mexican cartels that are doing it, they're going to tunnel under it no matter what. There's always going to be a way they're going to deal with that issue. And that's where you can really crack down on the laws, those on these people that are doing things of this nature to start with. And that's going to take a cooperation with the Mexican government, because they need to crack down on these cartels that are bringing the people in. The families would stop easily with a fence. You wouldn't have families with little kids trying to come across the border if it wasn't just wide open.
Right. Anything else, Kyle, before we move on?
Well, personally, if I was, I don't know if it could, how it could be done, but I think it wouldn't look good for quite a while. But if Trump gets reelected, which I hope and pray he does, I think we ought to put the National Guard, military, all along the northern border, and start south, and just start collecting them one at a time. All of these people, rounding them up all the way through these cities, and then we'll flush them right back across the border. And if there's resistance from these gangs, just take them out, because if we don't do something that drastic, this country will. There is no should or might or could. It will go down. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Kyle, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Next we go to Pam in Michigan. Good morning, Pam.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. It seems like in the last couple of days, I think on Steve Quayle's site, there was an article. I didn't read the article, but I'm sure going to go back and look it up now. An article on the UN training the military in Mexico, which is where they're getting their money and their training.
I don't see it there under his current list of articles that Steve has.
Last couple of days.
Right. Well, I'm not seeing it at the moment. Steve, do you have any awareness of what Pam is talking about?
No, not right off the top of my head, no.
Well, go ahead, Pam.
It makes sense that if all of a sudden they have a military or a National Guard, whatever you want to call it, that's all of a sudden trained and ready to go, I think the whole gist of it was that people are going to be coming across our border. And we've already had at least a couple of incidents that I'm aware of where they are kind of threatening our military that's been on the border.
Right. There's been cross-border incidents involving military, Mexican military, for years. There's nothing new about that. There's been a couple of recent ones, but there's been these cross-border incidents, which parts of that border, it's difficult to tell where the border actually is. But these things have been happening for some time.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. We appreciate it. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We have a real crisis here, Steve, don't we?
We do. We do. And it's not going to be an easy fix. It doesn't matter who's in office. Even if the Democrats were back in power, they're not going to fix it overnight either. No one is. It's, you know, like I said, it's a situation that's been created for quite some time. And until someone really steps up and does something about it, and the same thing when it comes to the, you know, I say a fence, wall, whatever, you know, they make some pretty strong fences in Israel that would work just fine. And in fact, in reality, plain as day, a fence can work in Israel. The Israelis have used it for a long time. You know, the Democrats need to work with the president. There really needs to be some bipartisan work here done to get this taken care of. Like I said, because to me, it would stop the family problem. If you stop the family problem, I think then the Democrats don't have much to whine about on that issue. So therefore, now you're only dealing with more of the criminal aspect, which can be dealt with more on a heavy-handed basis that would be a deterrent.
Well, there's an underlying presumption here, Steve, about what you said, that it's inaccurate. The Democrats don't want to stop the illegal aliens. They want them to come here. They want them to vote. They want to have a majority of Democrats that the conservatives cannot possibly beat. They want to be in power forever.
Well, that's true. That's true, John. You're right.
Right. And I see this as their ticket to being in power forever, to have so many millions of illegal aliens who vote Democrat, 99% vote Democrat, that we cannot possibly have another Donald Trump or have control of the Congress ever again.
You know, there's one other thought too, John, I have on this issue, and that is when they go to, if they should build a special facility, it should be built on the Mexican side of the border, so when they do get arrested, they have to go back to the Mexican side of the border to serve their time. And it has to be ran by the Mexican people so that they can appreciate the way they handle things. You know, I got some crazy ideas when it comes to these things, but you know, I try to think of things in a humanitarian way as well. But like I said, I think if they would put a fence up to start with, a wall or something like that, that would cut down on a lot of it. But like you said, they're not going to do it, John, because you're right. I mean, the Democrats, to them, everything is a matter of a vote. So unfortunately, that's where
right.
They think the ticket is right now.
Well, and so far it's worked. And the Republicans, you know, there's been some of the Republicans who, as I mentioned earlier, they want cheap labor. Other Republicans just didn't know or didn't care. But everything changed in 2016 when Donald Trump ran for and was elected president of the United States. The Americans all over the country have woke up to the fact that we are, as Kyle said, you know, we're losing our country, we're losing our culture. Who would have thought we would get to the point where homosexual men would be accepted as Boy Scout leaders? How crazy is that?
That's very crazy. He's right on that, John. The fabric of this nation,
the culture itself, the culture itself is under attack. And we're losing. And people have woke up, they smelled the coffee, they elected Donald Trump, and the Democrats, socialist Democrats, liberals, communists, they know the game's up. They know that the men and women who live in this country have woke up, they're going to the polls, and they're voting conservative, they're voting Republican, and the game's up. And Donald Trump is a clear demonstration of that, isn't he?
He's definitely making his point very loudly heard, and some people don't like it.
Well, they don't, and we have that young man who attacked the ICE office. Was it in Portland a couple of days ago? Who was armed with some kind of weapon and some incendiary devices? Who published a manifesto, basically an action. Call to arms for the liberals and the people that thought the way he thinks. He's not alone. There's thousands of men and women who have similar beliefs, aren't there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's a lot of people like that.
They're willing to take up arms to attack our country, to attack innocent men, women, and children. It's an unfortunate, sad commentary, but that, in fact, is where we are in 2019, that we have men and women who are willing to take up arms against our constitutional republic, against innocent men and women who work for various agencies such as ICE and the Border Patrol. This is real, and I mentioned privately before the show started that Mike Adams, the health ranger, is now talking about this publicly as well. So here we are. We're on the wall, watchmen on the wall, Steve Ben Noon, John Moore, watchmen on the wall, calling out to everybody, this is real. You need to be aware of it. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of July. Steve, we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes here, sir. It was a fast hour, wasn't it?
Yes, we are. That went by really quick. A lot of people called in today, John.
Well, that's good. And we this is what talk radio is. The listeners learn from us. We learn from the listeners. We all learn each other. Steve, how can people hear your broadcast, your podcast, sir?
One of the best ways is Israeli News Live on YouTube. Also, we have just put together an app. A good friend of ours, Bill, put it together for us. It's available on Android already, and I know it's going to be available on Apple. Maybe it's already ready as well there, Israeli News Live. That one we're using a backup website to load so that we don't have to worry about having our videos removed. We have had 2 videos removed by YouTube recently because they don't appreciate the truth about what's going on in the news. So we're looking for alternative ways of being able to stay in touch with the listeners so that we can get that information to them.
Good, good. I've had some copyright issues with music, like we just played with the Rolling Stones, and we're switching over to uncopyrighted to a bumper music here, hopefully this week, so that we won't have those issues anymore. But it's good to know people can still access your videos, and I look forward to doing another one with you soon, Steve, and so we can further our outreach and reach just as many people as possible. Because, Steve, we're in the business of saving lives here, aren't we?
That's exactly right. And, you know, John, that's one thing I really appreciate about you. You have one agenda, and that's to try to inform people. And there's so few people out there, John, that are doing that do this from the heart, that want to help people. And that's one thing I've learned about you from the very beginning, and I really appreciate that about you.
Well, it's thank you, sir. But, you know, as I tell people, for most Americans, war is 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a bag of popcorn. That's not what war is to me, you know. There's nothing romantic or fun about war. It is organized insanity of the worst kind, and I really don't want to see that come to our shores. But the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims are determined to bring that to our country, aren't they?
They are, John, and that's the one thing that I think we really got to highlight soon as well. The southern border, the Mexicans and cartels are bad enough, but the worst problem of all that's coming across our border is jihadists, and they're bringing a lot of African Islamic jihadists across the border as well. And this is a real threat. This is where the problem really comes in. They're utilizing the streams of people to be able to melt into that crowd and come across this border, and they're making preparations for an internal strife in this nation.
They are. They're trained, they're equipped, they're supplied, they're motivated, they're funded, and they're here.
Yes, they
Steve,
are.
Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Take care, John.
Okay, we've got a top there, our break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.